Memorial Day began as a way to commemorate those who fell in the Civil War and to celebrate the union of the United States. Today is a day to remember those who've fallen, those who've given the utmost to preserve the Union and protect its people.
Thanks to my father, Bob Lasky. This is his daughter, Kim, from Hallandale Beach, for your service in the Navy, for our freedom, and flying our American flag high. I love you, Dad.
Memorial Day is a ritual for remembrance and gratitude. What are you grateful for? And who do you remember today? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 30th. It's Memorial Day. John is out this morning. Happy holidays to all of you. Let's get a look at our top news stories this morning. It may be a final attempt to find a diplomatic solution to the fighting in Libya. South African President Jacob Zuma heads a peace convoy that arrived in Tripoli in the past hour. Joining us now from Tripoli, John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. John, what do we know about Jacob Zuma's mission there? He said he wants to end the civil war, but exactly how is he going to do that?
Well, from the Libyan point of view, it's a make-or-break moment. The only active diplomatic channel they have is through the African Union. Jacob Zuma has come here from a meeting of the African Union in Addis Ababa on Friday via Nigeria as an emissary. The Libyans are saying they will only talk to the African Union. And the sticking point is the position of Colonel Gaddafi. The African Union wants a ceasefire into the NATO bombing, a United Nations supervised ceasefire leading to negotiations. No mention of Gaddafi's future. NATO, of course, the Western leaders, the Russians even now, want Gaddafi out. I'm speaking to you right now from the leadership compound, Baba Azizia, in central Tripoli. We've been bussed here from the airport where President Zuma arrived about an hour ago for presumably some sort of sighting of the beginning of these discussions with Colonel Gaddafi.
But John Burns, with the New York Times, regardless of what the diplomatic community may say, the opposition, the rebel fighters have said they will not accept any solution that doesn't include Gaddafi's exit.
That's true. I think the Libyan Gaddafi's government is in a corner here. How much of a corner is evident if you stand where I am right now in this compound, which has been repeatedly hit with bunker-busting bombs. I'm only a couple of hundred yards away from the site of the last such bunker-busting bomb attack last week, which destroyed a huge revetment area where they had some sort of vehicles. So they're really in a corner. They're really hoping that the African Union, through Zuma, at least will say, all right, Gaddafi can stay.
That's John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. 1 week after the deadliest tornado in 60 years, President Obama visited Joplin, Missouri yesterday. He spoke at a memorial service to remember more than 130 people that were killed in the storm. There are still 39 people unaccounted for. NATO has issued an apology for an airstrike that accidentally killed up to 14 civilians in Afghanistan. We're going to talk more about that with Peter Galbraith in just a few minutes. In Yemen, a group with ties to al-Qaeda has reportedly seized a southern city there. Soldiers loyal to President Ali Saleh stormed a protest camp in the city of Taiz this morning, killing 20 protesters. And lawyers for accused war criminal Ratko Mladic plan to appeal his extradition to The Hague today. They claim Mladic is so sick he won't live to see the beginning of the trial. On this Memorial Day, we're wondering who you're thinking of.
This is John Kerr calling from Massachusetts. I want to give thanks for rain. Had it not been raining for days before my son, a first lieutenant with 101st Airborne, stepped on an IED this past February, he would almost certainly have lost his life, not just his foot and lower leg. So rain is very much our friend.
Tell us who you're honoring on this Memorial Day by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. Asian markets are mixed and European indices are up. U.S. markets closed for Memorial Day.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.